Nina, how about you? How did you get involved in the Catholic Worker Movement?
My parents prepared me for the Catholic Worker, little did they know it. My father was a switchman on the Milwaukee Road, and he was an ardent socialist. We had Eugene Debs and Mayor Hone morning, noon, and night. We had all the injustices of the Brotherhood of Railroad Trainmen. And there were times when we had a breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So my father was interested in the whole union movement, and he had a great thirst for justice. And my mother had an enormous heart. We lived at 2416 West Scott Street near the railroad yards. And when the fellas in the yards, some people would call them bums, but the Catholic worker would call them ambassadors of Christ, were hungry, they would come to our pastor next door at St. Matthew's Church, and that pastor always had something at the back door for all these guys. But my mother, our doorbell was rung too, and my mother always had a sandwich on hand. And sometimes she would look at these fellows and she would see that maybe they needed a safety pin for their pants. And she'd send them to our basement and give them the safety pin. And if she were frightened, she'd call me to sit in the back porch there with her. But she always shared what little we had. And I never went to Catholic schools because my father had left the church when I was about six to become a Mason. But he was a very poorly instructed Catholic, so he really had not much to leave. So I went to Keep Peace in the Family, to St. Matthew's Sunday School. And that was run by a very remarkable woman named Nellie Welch, who was an extremely talented catechist. And she early on taught us that just because a man was a priest didn't mean he knew how to teach children catechism. It was a kind of a healthy sort of discontent. And this woman in this Sunday school had more children coming than the St. Matthew's school regular parish school had. In that parish was the Reverend Franklin Kennedy, who was editor then of the Milwaukee Catholic Herald Citizen, which has a different name now, the local diocesan paper. And he early on had run into the Catholic Worker, and he brought bundles of it to that Sunday school. He felt that he wanted to have the children in the Sunday school take the paper home, and so that their parents would know that the church was interested in the poor and the workers. Well, I don't know what happened to the children and their parents, but I was connected with that Sunday school from the time I was six until I was 28. And I think I graduated to be a teacher when I was about 14. So at that time, I was in college, and I read the Catholic Worker, and it just stirred me to my roots. Dorothy Day's writing, Dorothy Day is a magnificent writer of religious things. At that time, she was very newly instructed in the faith. She became a Catholic in 1927, and this must have been about 1933. I was in college, and when I read in the paper that she was going to be in Chicago, I ran to Dean O'Sullivan and asked him if he would bring her to Marquette. So he did, and she came to stay with my parents, and we've been friends to this day. And that paper and my meeting her, something in me responded to her. I had been very moved by Jane Addams' 20 Years at Hull House in high school. But the way Dorothy Day wrote and her longings and her searchings just made me want to go to New York. So when I graduated from college in June of 1935, I went to New York for the month of July 1935, armed with my diploma and whatever money I got from graduation, and I had a railroad pass from my father. So I got to New York, and I got in the taxi and got off at Charles Street, and I asked myself, why did I ever leave home? I was met something in the house. Dorothy Day wasn't there. Somebody gave me a fried egg sandwich. And I stayed for a month, and I did many, many things of which Joe mentioned. One of the most wonderful for me at this stage is picketing the German Council against Hitler. And this struck me, this was one of the few Catholic groups that took this position, that this was evil, and we were witnesses. I think my sign read, Bismarck did it and failed. And Peter Morens read, spiritually we are all Semites. And Dorothy was picketing Peter, Adi Bethune, who did the things, Joe, the rest of the staff. It taught me how hard picketing is. The signs were heavy. And the giving that kind of a witness takes a certain amount of courage and strength. It was a hard thing to do, but as I look back, I feel this was a very significant thing, because I think that so few official Catholics recognized that danger. When you think of the Holocaust, how absolutely exhausting that whole German war experience was.
Was there a great deal of protest against Hitler in this country during that time?
No, I think that was rare.
Yes, it was. That's there wasn't too much, and in fact, there was a very latent anti-Semitic feeling in New York, and particularly at that time, the Father Coughlin, the Christian Front was very anti-Semitic. And when we were distributing papers on the street, we would be confronted by them, and you know, they would spit in your face, mm-hmm. and tear up your papers. And so there was a lot of antagonism. And they were, you know, when you got out, you always met. And you know, there was the Bund in New York at that mm-hmm. time, and there was a constant stirring. This was afterwards, you know, mm-hmm. of demonstrations and riots, and the police were having to, you know, control.
Let me just hold you there. We'll break for news and return. We'll be taking your phone calls eventually, too. I have a feeling we should with us who have been for many years involved with the Catholic worker movement. Joe Zarella and Nina Polsine Moore are our guests, and they're taking part in an observance of the Catholic worker movement and a couple days honoring the movement and Dorothy Day that's going on at Marquette University today and tomorrow. Okay, we have so much to cover. We don't have enough time to cover all of this.